Hey everyone, welcome to Gayatri Luck India, in short GLI GLI. Yesterday morning, today morning, I went out like early morning. My mom went to get the milk packet and I went along with her, and I didn't go till the shop, and I mean they sell on the streets. I was waiting in between. Instead of going long, I am waiting for her for a while distance. Means there is distance between me and mama. I'm waiting there so that she'll get the milk packet and she'll come. So I'm waiting there, and I don't know, a man walked up to me and he's revolving in front of me, left to right, right to left. And I was about to I didn't consider, and then the way he revolving around me, I just felt he was doing it on purpose. So I just thought, why is he doing like that? Like, before I talk anything, I just looked at him. He's looking at me in eye to eye, and I was like, does he know me? Why is he looking like? And a woman from first floor of the building right next to me, she started yelling at him, like, why are you not coming to take the clothes and all? And the way she portrayed it and everything, he's folding his arms and bowing to her, like, I'm coming today, and she's scolding him, she's yelling at him, and she is purposefully reminding again and again about the work he does. And I get it that it's exactly, I'm like, I just kept my head down. I didn't speak anything, I didn't argue anything. It's very early in the morning. She did it on purpose just to remind my race. I told you, like, that's the race which I belong, and that's not this. 200 and 300 years ago, that's what my forefathers used to do. Not my forefather, not my grandfather, not my father. Even after all these three generations, they changed their work and they worked in government office. Like, not government. Of course, my grandfather was a peon attender. Sorry, attender, I guess. But he is not doing the washing and ironing the clothes. He did something else, attender, okay, but still, he changed his occupation, and still people recognize us, our race, only through the occupation that my ancestors 200 years ago used to do. Like, being a daughter of bank employed and educated, literate and educated, still I am facing racism in my own hometown. Before, they used to talk on my face, like, last year, what race do you belong to? Now that I'm doing this YouTube and all, I'm telling, like, they are scared that I will even bring up their names. So they are pointing out to me in the indirect way. And she literally showed me, like, this is how you should behave. Like, she's yelling at him and he is folding his arms and he's bowing his. And so the way she told, like, you belong to this category, slave. That's the way she told early in the morning, and I didn't just, like, I really ignored it, because she didn't, I can't file a complaint against it her, because she didn't scold me, she scolded her slave, I mean, sorry, her, whatever you call, I don't know, her servant, no, I don't even know what to call them, but the treatment was not a good way for me. It's like, I clearly get it, it's to me. There is no point, like, he lives there in his their own building, but why would he come around me and walk around me? And why did she choose to shout so long? Does she shout daily like that from a top first floor so that everyone in the... It's a very good tactic to insult. For a while, I was so upset. I was so dull and dumb. And that's the point I realized that how much change should be bought in the mindsets of the people, especially for the next generation to grow in a better world. I heard not the insult, I heard the need for oneness journey. I think it's a wake-up call for oneness journey, not a wake-up insult. And I told my mom, does she know our caste? My mom, yeah, of course she does. Everybody knows. Because my grandmother, my mother's mother, father used to live here. My mother's brother used to live here. And everyone knows our caste, our neighbors, our owners. Everyone knows it. It's an open fact. I can't hide even. And why should I hide? I don't understand. People just come up with these rallies and all, like, see, why reservations to BC, SC, STs and all? Anyhow, they got reservations, their parents got reservations, they got into jobs and their children got educated. Why would their children need a reservation? Yes, they still people need reservation because still there is racism. Still there is racism. Still people hesitate to enter us into their house. I dress well. I am good. I am sophisticated, going everywhere. Even now, there are people who doesn't allow us into their homes. They will just pretend as if they are friends, but they don't take our water. And when you go for toilet board, if you go and touch the gate, like, is there any toilet? Is there any vacancy for the house? Is your house vacant? Can we get, like, first, what is your caste? Yeah, if I say my caste, don't touch the gate, get lost. Don't even touch the gate. And they'll, if you touch the gate also, or if any plant right next to it, they'll bring turmeric water in front of you and pour on that gate and that plant. Still, that's the what they, still there are people like that. And it's filled like, there is completely a massive structure, unbreakable, and people can't see beyond that at any point now, right now. They are unable to see, unable to digest, in fact. My dressing, see, someone uneducated spoke like this, I understand. People who are in degree college asked me on my face, just looking at my dress and my group, and like, what is this? You're such a busy girl and you dress well, talk loudly. How dare you? Like, are you an educated girl? We are educated. We dress well. Any bank employee would dress well. Any bank employee children will dress well. What's your problem? You are coming from somewhere else. Here? Slaves, you belong to slave category. That's how they told. Even educated are telling the same words. They are unable to digest my presence. Means what about the illiterate and what about the people of very low risk who still exist in the same occupation, who are uneducated or who are not taught to live with a life of self-respect? What about all those categories? Maybe it's high time. I always wondered, why am I stuck in this Vijayawada? You don't know how many plans I made to live this Vijayawada. I plan to live to Chennai. I plan to live to... I actually left. I came to Vijayawada by my choice, just because of the CA culture. I came to Vijayawada along with my grandmother. I stayed with my grandma and I lived in my own house and I didn't like the atmosphere. I left and again I'm bouncing back. I left to Chennai, but again I'm bouncing back. I left to Hyderabad, again I'm bouncing back. And my dad got transferred to Karimnagar and I thought finally I got rid of this city. Again I'm bouncing back. And why am I even born in this city? I'm ashamed of it right now. Before, when everyone used to ask, where are you from? I used to proudly say that I belong to so and so place. But now, I don't feel proud of it anymore. If people are unable to digest, see, if I speak in Hindi, they can't take it. As if I'm an alien, they used to look at me. But that's what do I do? My school taught me English. My mom taught me Hindi. I don't, like, even my school also taught me Hindi, right? I don't know what makes people think that I have to limit myself and live like a slave. Why do they want to enjoy seeing me hurt? I just see the reflection of their own characters. I'm not saying there are no good people here. I believe there were good people and they were no longer here. I just think they left the city. The real potential people who know the value of other people no longer exist here. That's what I see. The real ones left to cities or abroad and any higher, any place which is more sophisticated and more liberal, more better place for human beings. I just feel the way it is right now. I just feel the only leftovers are the people of this very pilgrimage. Not even pilgrimage is the best word. Not orthodox, not pilgrimage. This is completely tuned and wired with racism that much that I'm not... See, I didn't go and trouble her. I didn't even go into that hers. Before I know that if I touch the gate, they would be like untouchability and all. I didn't go. I'm standing on the lane, doing minding my own business. Even then, you're coming and poking me and trying to insult me. What does it show? It shows what you are, not what me. That's it, guys. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.